Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we'll discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater. I'm so glad you are able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call us at 516-453-918. That's 516-453-9118. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. Or you can get on Facebook Live. I am on Facebook Live under my page, Brother Prater, P-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P as in Paul, R-A, T as in Tom, E-R. I can read your questions, comments, or if you like, you can also go into the chat room, which is on our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. You can ask your questions and leave your comments, send your prayer requests. I say a huge hello to my church family, True Believers Tabernacle Church. If you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, feel free to come and worship with us. We are at 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Once again, I want to thank each and every one who are tuning in, and thank you for your continued prayer and support. Before we start the podcast, I want to send a shout to a young man that was ordained this morning, a young man by the name of Minister Kenneth Cheney. Minister Kenneth Cheney, he's been ordained as of today. He's legal, so we want to tell you congratulations, my brother. Keep up the great job. Very, very proud of you. So I wanted to acknowledge him. So starting on with the program. Today, we're going to have a special guest, Minister Timothy Green. Minister Timothy Green he's a reoccurring guest. He's going to talk to us today about a very important subject that many people deal with. Either they have received this jealousy, they've received jealousy, or maybe they be giving off jealousy. We're going to talk about jealousy, enviness, different topics pertaining to that. Whatever you want to call it, haters, whatever. It's all rooted in something. We're going to talk about that and much more in an episode called Peanut Butter and Jealousy Sandwich. So without further moment ado, I want to welcome our very own Mr. Timothy Green on the show. I'm getting ready to adjust this. Mr. Timothy Green, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Mr. Jones?
Doing great, doing great, doing great. I thank you for chiming in, and I hope I'm not having any feedback, but what I'm doing, I'm holding the phone to my hand to make sure that I get you. So just in case there's a little delay, I'm liberally pausing my speech because I want to make sure that while you're talking, there's no feedback or echo of me speaking. But I thank you for coming on to the show. You've ministered to us even within a few minutes ago, and we had a busy day, but I thank God that God blessed us to be able to come on the show and talk about a subject that maybe many people may be dealing with. And the funny thing about it, we're not just talking about dealing with it outside of the church, even within the church. So I want to give you the platform. I want to give you the platform to really just enlighten us about jealousy, whatever the Lord lead you or have lead you. Feel free at this time. You have the floor.
Okay, before we start, we'll have a word of prayer. Somebody may be listening, and we want to make sure that we're reaching them in the way that God would want them to be reached today. Father God, we thank you for this segment. We pray that something we said or done and that we'll be led by you on this show, that we may be affect people all over the world, Father, in a positive light and bring change to their life. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. We believe it for a supernatural miracle and change in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Yes, we had a busy day today, and I did a little research where I had in between services and time to deal with this subject, jealousy, because it's a subject that really needs to be addressed in the church and outside of the church, in the working world, and everywhere we go. And I looked up a few definitions. It says jealousy is the feeling or showing envy of someone on their achievements and advantages, feeling or showing suspicion of someone's unfaithfulness in a relationship. So there's many different forms of jealousy, but the main one that we deal with is the one that's showing of envy of someone in their achievements. Okay, and we know that we have the jealousy in relationship, but a psychologist that I was just reading about, he says this about jealousy. He says, in general, it erupts from a crisis in trust. And, you know, you was talking about that today in your sermon. And truly is about trust. The trust may distrust of others or oneself. So jealousy stems from some type of low self-esteem or some type of not trusting or trusting in yourself or trusting in someone else. And we also, when we read in Exodus 20:10-10, God gave us commandment to control this And he says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet. That means you will not yearn to possess of something that is not yours. And so God gave us a commandment. Then in James 3:16, it hits it right on the head. He says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. And that word envy in there is what brings jealousy. When we become envious of others, we become jealousy. It's a human emotion that can be controlled, but it can only be controlled when we walk in the godliness, and when we're walking and letting the Holy Spirit take control of our life, because it's in a human emotion, and that we must fight. Because in the church, this thing, you know, we got ministries that's jealous of other ministries, and we're supposed to be all doing the same work. We got people that are jealous of somebody else singing and playing, but we're all supposed to be lifting up Jesus or Christ in the church. But we have jealousies in relationship, where husband and the wife, one or the other, may be jealous of the others, but they're all supposed to be trying to move towards one in the same direction, if you will. They're supposed to be moving in the same direction, but somehow this thing jealously keeps erupting. And it may stem for something in someone's childhood. It may stem for something that someone went through, as you were talking in your message today, that caused them to not trust. And so, therefore, they become jealousy out of their emotions. Now, we read also in, and I'm trying to get through this, in Genesis, we find out the first jealousy is when Cain became jealous of its own brother. And what did that erupted in him killing his brother. Okay, I'm hearing something in the background. Is that okay? He became jealous of his own. Okay, he became jealous of his own brother. Now, the oldest person in the Bible that, when I read just a little research that I've done, and if you find something, you can bring it to my attention. But the oldest person that can be jealous is God. And he said, for in Deuteronomy 6:15, he says, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God. And lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. And so he's saying he's a jealous God, and he has a godly jealous. In other words, he has compassion. He adores you, and he will not let you worship anything else other than him. And so when we look at this thing, jealousy, it's a poison that infestates people, and it has a negative effect towards people. That's why we cannot, as Christians, we cannot afford to be jealous, even if it's just people, period. We cannot. Jealousy is like a cancer that would begin to eat you up. And there's many scriptures that we could go and get about jealousy and how jealousy would bring about pride and all other different kinds of things. And we'll give you another scripture. We gave you one about Cain and Abel in Genesis, the fourth chapter. And now we'll give you one about Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, where Lucifer, he was a cherub angel, anointed church angel that danced, and he was over the praises and everything, and he became jealous because all the angels was praising and worshiping God, and then he wanted to have that praise to himself. Now, you can read it in Ezekiel 28, chapter 14 through 18, and it's a very powerful scripture that shows us how these things erupt in our life. Jealousy. We cannot afford to be jealous of anyone, especially in the body of Christ. We should all be moving and working in the same direction. And jealousy is so dangerous. When you see people that have the attributes or character of jealousy, these are people that can become, according to psychologists, very violent people, very angry people. And we must, when we see this sign, we must either try to get them help, or if they refuse to get help, we need to walk away from them and leave them alone, because this is a very dangerous situation that you can put yourself in when you're with someone that is jealous. And we just, as Christians, we have to be aware that everybody, it's just like in the church, every light bulb in the church ain't working. Sometimes they blow out. And so everybody that sits in the pew ain't saved. So we have to investigate in our relationships that we try to have in church. And that's the relationship between trying when you're single, trying to get married, or that's a relationship when you're trying to find somebody in the church that you can connect with as a prayer partner and all this kind of stuff. And then people just prone, when you're doing successful, Brother Minister June, when you're doing great, somehow people become jealous of you because they refuse to do what you're doing to advance yourself. And so they feel that they're stuck, but God gives us all opportunities to better ourselves. God gives us all opportunities to come up the ladder, if you will, in ministry and different things. And so we cannot afford to let ourselves be stagnated and just look at somebody, but we refuse to do what they did. And many times we haven't went through what they went through in order to get where they're at. You know, so everybody don't talk about their past. Some people went through a lot of things, Minister June, to get to the level where they are now. And they do not tell you all of that. But all you see is the glitter and everything, and then you become jealous. But yet and still, if the shoe was on the other foot, would you have wanted to go through what they went through to get to where they are? Just make it simple. When we look at people that have gotten degrees and everything, some of these people have went anywhere from 4 to 8, maybe 10 years of college to get what they get, to get that degree that they have. And we become envious, jealous of them, but yet and still, we could have done the same thing, yet we didn't do that. So now we become envious or jealous of these people that did hard work to get to where they are. You know, some women become jealous of another woman because of how she looked in her attire, but this woman may spend time at the gym and do all kinds of things to keep herself looking the way she do, but yet you're not willing to do that. And so when we look at all these things that take place and come about, we have to look at that we shouldn't be jealous of people. We should try to get out there and do all that we can to accomplish and achieve some of the things that they have. And then we must bind this spirit of jealousy, because all it's going to do is just make you stay in the closet. All it's going to do is make you not progress forward, because your mind is confused. And it's what said, envy and strife is what? As chance for every evil work. And so what, your mind is always thinking evil when you're in a jealous mode, so you cannot prosper, because your mind is not going to be transformed to do what you need to do in order to get where you need to go. Now, I've said a lot and gave a lot of materials on this subject of jealousy, you know, and like I say, it's so powerful in the church today that, you know, it's God forbid. I mean, it's sad to say that we have people that are jealous of a different ministry, jealous of different churches, and you could be doing the same work, but you're not working that type of work. God has gifts for all of us. God has treasure for all of us. God has things for all of us, and none of us need to be jealous. In order, and really, if you look at this, only way you can be jealous, a person that is jealous of somebody, they're trying to own something that is not theirs. And when we look at it on this earth, we really don't own nothing. So the only person that can be jealous is God, because he owns everything. He owns me. He owns you. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. So therefore, he made it. He created it. So therefore, he has a right to be jealous, but it's a godly jealous, because he made you, he don't want you serving anything else but him. And many times we'll serve everything else but God, and this causes a righteous jealousy from God to come upon God and want to do different things to people. As we read in scriptures, how he put the children of Israel in captivity, how he kept them in the wilderness for 40 years, how God allowed all of these things to happen because of his jealousy or his love, that he was trying to move them back into the right direction. And so, you know, many of you out here in radio land, you may be dealing with somebody. You listen to this podcast, you may be dealing with somebody that's a jealous person, or you may have that spirit of jealousy yourself. But we come to tell you tonight that you can be delivered from this spirit of jealousy. You can be delivered from this spirit of envy. All you got to do is to deal with the fact that you must trust yourself, that you can accomplish the same things that other people are accomplishing, but you have to put the work in. Whatever it may be, even in a relationship, some people are jealous because some people have been married longer than others, and the other person, every time they get married, they get divorced, what have you, so they're jealous, and they're trying to sabotage people's relationships and all this kind of stuff. But you can, if you would work on your relationship and work on yourself, you could have the same thing that everyone else has, or the people that are around you that you have become jealous of. If you wanted a, I don't know, if you wanted a Camry because somebody else has a Camry, you can get that same Camry. All you got to do is put the work in to get that thing. So we don't have to be jealous of nobody. We don't have to have that spirit in us. We can just move out of those crises that's causing us to be in jealousy. Or we can go and talk to someone. Figure out, why am I so jealous of somebody? You know, why am I keep doing the same thing over and over again? And I know that God is able to deliver us all from any type of spirit that has come upon our life. God is able to bring us back, amen, to completion in our life. Because, amen, God is able, through his power of the Holy Spirit, God is able to change, to bring a change in our life. But we must want that change. And I don't know, I'm talking to somebody in radio land tonight, amen, that want to get rid of that spirit of jealousy. They want to get rid of being around that. See, a lot of people, I remember the brother and his brothers was jealous of him. I can't think of the one right now, but Joseph and his brothers, they was jealous of him, how they put him in a pit and how they did all of that kind of stuff to him. Why? Because they seen where God was going to take him, and so they became envious. But why? Because of his talent, his dreamer. He was a good dreamer, and he would dream dreams, and his brothers became jealous of him. Why? Because they knew that God had something special in our life. So for the one that feels like everybody is coming against them and everybody is jealous of them, God has something special in your life, and people can see what you can't see. So if I was you, I wouldn't be angry with them. I would just say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for where you're taking me. I thank you for where you're bringing me. And I just want to praise you for it tonight. We're going to let you come back, Brother June, and maybe somebody's on the line that may want to speak or what have you. Are you there, Brother June?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. I appreciate it. I wanted to make sure I'm holding the phone. I wanted to make sure that I adjust the phone because I want to make sure to eliminate the feedback. We got a praise report. A minister Wallace said that y'all got them studying, Doc. The first part of Proverbs 6:34 hit right on point with your message. It sums it all up right where it says. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir. You know, one of the things that hit me when I thought about jealousy, the first thing I thought about was peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That was the first thing that hit me. And I was like, why is that? It sound it sounded like it would fit. That's why I entitled it Peanut and Jealousy Sandwich. But what God showed me, a lot of time kids, instead of them having a full course meal, a lot of them would not prefer a full course meal. They would want a snack. What is peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It's a snack. And a lot of time, the, we want to call them kids, children, on the natural side, that's what they prefer. But when you look at on a spiritual or even on an emotional side, and this is not to belittle anyone, but a lot of immature people, immature may not be fully grown mentally or emotionally or whatever, instead of them preferring a meal or meat, they'll prefer a snack. And a lot of time when it comes down to the truth, a lot of time they don't want the truth. They want something that's going to make them feel good, but it's not good for them. They want something good to them, but not good for them. And so when we look at it, I was looking up where you were saying God is a jealous God, and you hit it right on the nail, because a lot of times people would, you know, we got to be real careful how we tell people, because a lot of times people would try to use the excuse, well, you know, he said God is a jealous God, so it's okay for me to be jealous. No, first of all, God's quote-unquote jealousy, that word, we got to understand, in the Bible is not written in English. It was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Arabic. But that's the word that's close to where we can understand in today's timing. But God's jealousy is a selfless jealousy. It's a selfless. He gives. But our terminology of selfish, what do? We speak. We're selfish. And plus, God has given so much, so when you look at it, which he's also a free will. But when we look at a lot of times, we're not totally sold out to God. We try to, if you want to say, like, instead of the Ten Commandments, we'll try to compromise. Instead of the Ten Commandments, we'll have five commandments and four do the best we can and one God understand. We try to compromise. We try to, what some people will say, try to straddle the fence. We try to use God when it's convenient instead of being completely sold out to God. So when it comes down to it, God is like, look, if you're with me, be with me all the way. But if you're not with me, at least I know where you stand. So with us, you think about it. Would you want somebody that you're committed to? Because God is committed to us. But do you want somebody that you're committed to, partially committed to you? No, that's a dysfunctional relationship. So we have to look at our relationship with God. Are we partial? Are we dysfunctional? Are we allowing our relationship with God to be dysfunctional? Because God not dysfunctional with us, but are we allowing ourselves to be dysfunctional in our relationship with God? And so with that, there's a lot of jealousy. And like you were saying, with that selfishness, a lot of the jealousy happens when there has been some type of hurt, some type of loss. Sometimes people don't want to. Sometimes people may feel like, well, you know what? I don't want to be shortchanged. I don't want to be hurt again. So they put up this wall. Or sometimes, even when it comes down to just being hurt, a lot of times jealousy happens because you think about it. Someone been married for 2 or 3 years, and then their husband leave or wife leave them. And they waiting for love. They're waiting for a second chance at love. Then all of a sudden, here come somebody else. They're not married. And they're waiting. But then all of a sudden, that person that got married the first time, now finna get ready to get married. And now the person that never been married, like, wait a minute. That person had that chance at love. Why come I don't have my chance? So a lot of time, you know, jealousy, it reveals something about us. It reveals not only, if you want to say, some immaturity or some hurt, but also it shows our identity, who we really are. It reveals, do we know who we really are? And also, it reveals with jealousy, and it could be the jealousy that we may have, but also think about the jealousy that we have around us. You know, it's a lot of people that have people within their circle, and they have people, and they love these people, they trust these people, but you really haven't examined the people that you have around, because you're picking people that are actually silent haters. You know, I know that's a term, that's not a biblical word, but that's a terminology that we use in today's time, haters. You know, haters are people that are envious or jealous of you. You know, and you would give your last, you're supporting other people, but the people that you're supporting, are they able to support you? Excuse me, are they willing to support you? And that's the thing is, see, a lot of time we assume that because we're loving people, that because we're loving people, as long as we're loving to people, people are going to be loving to us. No, that ain't the case. A lot of times we choose people and we'll give our last to people. We're mature, but we're choosing people within our circle that's not supportive. They'll smile in your face and they'll talk behind your back. The OJs made a song called Backstabbers. Also, there was a song, Smiling Faces Sometimes Lies. You know, we just have to be mindful. We have to, like you always say, we have to have that spirit of discernment to be able to really just see not only ourselves, but also what are we exposing ourselves, or the environment or the atmosphere that we're allowing ourselves to be in. So I want to give you the opportunity. You can have some feedback after that. You there, Minister Tim? Okay. Well, I tell you what. Look like we lost him. I tell you what I'm going to do. While I'm calling him, I'm going to allow, we got some callers on the line. I'm going to go ahead and get them on the line as I, okay, there he is. Look like he's back on now. I'm going to see if I can get him on. Are you there, Minister Tim?
Yes, it dropped on me. I was sitting here, and I was thinking of the story, and it's a good story for us to go over in our biblical time and our devotional time, Cain and Abel. Now, here you have two brothers that were by the same mother and father, yet one became jealous of the other one because of what the other one was producing and what the other one was not producing. Now, if this is my brother, instead of Cain killing Abel, how come he didn't go to his brother and say, I tell you what, Abel, won't you give me some lambs so I can offer them for a sacrifice, and I'll give you some of my vegetables to go with, because, you know, he was a farmer. He was a digging earth. I can give you some of my vegetables for you to eat. But yet, and he refused to, there's that, what, maturity thing, to talk to his brother. And so because of this, all this set up on his heart, because God didn't accept his offering the same as he accepted his brother's offering, because it wasn't a blood sacrifice. So here we have this condition that sets up what happened. Because they wasn't willing to talk, one slew the other, because they was not willing to talk and communicate and to share with one another. And this is what happened in many relationships today. You shut up and you don't talk, and then that anger, that envious, everything just builds up on the inside of you. You become jealousy, and then you get into rage, and then what happens? Now you have done something that you didn't want to do. But see, God, he leaves a way of escape for us all the time, and we want to emphasize on this program, especially you that are in the body of Christ, we do not have to be jealous of anybody. God has plenty enough, and that you don't have, God has a brother or sister that's in your corner that can come and facilitate you into getting that you don't have. But the main thing is that we have to talk, and we have to do, as you said today, we have to learn how to trust people. Now, we don't have to learn how to let people make a fool out of us, but we have to learn how to trust people and what level to trust people at into our lives. And when we learn how to do that, and that's that maturity and discernment thing, when we learn how to do that, then the spirit of jealousy will not come into our hearts, because we know that it's sin according to Scripture. Jealousy and envy is cruel as the grave. And Scripture goes on and on and on to talk about that. And so we don't have to have that in our heart if we're willing to be mature, and if we're willing to do to follow the principles and the guidelines that God has laid out for us. We can defeat this spirit called jealousy. We can defeat it in the church. When you hear people talk about another brother, you know, that brother think he's something because he preached like this or he sang like that. You need to tell them that they need to stop that. That does not belong in the body of Christ. And when you're in a relationship with somebody and somebody else, well, you know, your husband, you need to stop that. You need to tell them that they have no business talking about your husband. That's your husband or that's your wife, and people will feed stuff into you as a seed. They'll feed it in. I'll repeat this again. They feed it in as a seed, and when that seed get planted in you, then that seed, either you're going to curse that seed or you're going to let that seed grow. And when that seed begins to grow, then it will cause stuff would erupt in your relationship, stuff would erupt in the church, and all kinds of stuff, all in because of the wrong seed, a mingled seed that was cast your way and you accepted. But we can refuse to accept anything that is not godly and that is not righteous. All we have to do is be mature enough and discernment enough. And I tell you, the first thing I do now, I try to tell people when they come like that, I say, well, let's pray for the brother, or let's pray for the sister. And when you say that, when they call, usually they'll hang up the phone, because that wasn't their intention. Their intention was to bring up envy and strikes. In other words, they want you to throw the stone. They don't want to throw the stone themselves. They want you to throw it. So they try to fill you with all of their junk. And somebody on the line, I can hear it tonight, you need to tell people you're not their garbage can anymore. You need to quit listening to people junk, and you need to quit listening to what people are trying to do to twist your mind towards people. You know, I think the wickedest thing, Minister June, is when somebody tells you something about somebody and you don't even know them, but yet when you first see them, you have a problem with them, and you've never met them before in your life. I think that's the most wickedest thing. You're taking the word of somebody against somebody that you've never met before. And this is what happens in the body of Christ. Many ministries today cannot get off the ground because somebody was jealous of somebody. So they went around and telling people that preacher ain't no good. You know, he does this and he does that. And people will pick that, to take that and run with it. This singer, he's no good. Or this musician, he's no good. In a relationship, somebody would tell a woman because they want them, but they don't want them. So the other woman would tell the other woman that, oh, no, that man, he ain't no good. Why? Because he don't want her. He wants somebody else. And so they're trying to stop you from getting with them because, what, they want them themselves. And since they can't have them, what, they're going to mess it up for everybody else. And that's the same thing in ministry. The people do these same things, you know, and God, I think God is going to require all of this, you know, on our hands for doing these type of things, you know, against people that we've never met, we've never heard. You know, it's one thing, Ms. June, if I've seen you do something, and then I can kind of you say, you know, well, yeah, he did do that. But if I've never met you and I've never seen that and I've never experienced that with you, then that's not my problem. That's a problem between y'all two. It's not. I have nothing to do with that. And so we need to look at this. And like you say, when we begin to engulf, you was talking about the diet, you begin to engulf yourself in the word. Really, you don't have time for all that other stuff. when you start digesting the word every day and you begin to pray and meditate every day, you will find yourself, I've gotten to a full age that I have very few friends because I don't have time for a lot of stuff. Now, is that, and am I saying that I'm antisocial? No, I try to be social with everybody, but the minute that the foolishness starts, I have to tend to walk away because I'm just telling you, if you engulf yourself in the Word of God and you come to get the Word of God in church, why do you go to church? See, many of us, we stop going because somebody done something or somebody did. But that wasn't your reason for going to church. When I go to church, my eyes is focused on the Word, focused on what the Word is telling me, and then what everybody else is doing, I'm not even interested in that. See, because these are all the tools that the enemy try to use to keep us from growing. If you want to grow and if you want to come out of all these spirits that the enemy is trying to bring up in this hour, all you've got to do is to focus on what God has already told you and focus on what God is telling you in the Word and focus on being a righteous person. All we have to do is be good to people. The Bible tells us, Jesus said, that these are the greatest two commandments, love God with all your heart and then love thy neighbor. That's it. Once we love people and once we love on them, we don't have time for jealousy in this hour. Brother June, you just piggyback and keep on going.
I wanted to make sure that I just, okay, got it. You know, that was so rich. You know, it's sad that there's so much jealousy. I was thinking about a few minutes ago, I was thinking about even kind of the part of the message from yesterday. From today, there are a lot of, there are a lot of women that come to the church, young ladies, love the Lord, and they may not have had a mother figure, but they'll come to church and they see a young lady, they see an older lady, that they may look and say, you know what, I wish I had a mother like that. So since she's not my biological mother, I want to see if I can hire her or draft her as my spiritual mother. And instead of that lady loving on that younger girl, she's hating. You know, she's jealous. You know, the older lady, instead of knowing her place and knowing who she is in God and even within herself, for her to be able to mentor and help that younger lady, she's trying to relive her youth. She's trying to compete with the same young boys that the young girl has, you know, and, you know, she's intimidated by the young lady. No, look here. You need to know who you are. First of all, she's trying to compete in foolishness. You know, this young girl, you know, she may need some help. Or, who knows, she may be all right. It may not be anything wrong with her, but then that older, it could be a male or female. But right now, I'll just switch and just say the guy. The older guy, he see the young guy, and, you know, that older guy might have been wasteful, might have been fooled with his money, might have just blew his money, and all of a sudden this young guy come into church, and he got his act together. He's saving his money. He's able to buy a car and buy this and buy that, buy whatever he wants legally. But also, that older guy may be jealous. You know, so I want to make sure that I want about to think, oh, he always bashed on the women. No, I want to talk about both, you know. But these are just examples, so please don't take it personal. But I wanted to bring that up because it's so much going on, and it's, like you said, it's time for jealousy or foolishness. You know, we too old for that. You know, we should be too old for that. But, shucks, you see it at work. And a lot of times the foolishness is not with the younger people. Sometimes the foolishness are people that are our age or older. And it's time after that. Life is too short to try to compete. Like you said, God can supply all of our needs at the same time. There is no shortage in God's storage. There is no shortage. So why do I have to feel that because God blessed you before he blessed me, that God can't bless me? We should be able to celebrate one another, not tolerate. We should be able to stop and thank God. When my brother gets blessed, thank God. Thank God. We know that God is in the blessing business. But even if my brother or my sister get blessed before me, still celebrate. And even if I don't get my own, if I don't get my own blessing, so what? Be happy for somebody else. I think that's something that's very lacking in this day and time. We don't celebrate. Like I said, we tolerate, or sometimes we agitate people. We always, when someone is getting blessed, we always want to tarnish it. We don't want to throw somebody else a party. If it ain't our party, we ain't coming. That's the way we feel sometimes. And that is so unfair. If you don't mind, Mr. Tim, I want to go to the phone line just in case somebody want to say something. Hello, welcome to Rick Nightmare Heart Podcast. You're on the air. How you doing today? Hello? Okay, this person not on the air. Is someone else online? Going to the next caller. Hello, welcome to Rick Nightmare Heart Podcast. You're on the air with Minister Tim and Brother Prater. How you doing today? This is caller 214. And the last three digits of the number is 57. How you doing today? Are you there?
Oh, hey, Brother Prater. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Doing great.
I apologize to you and Pastor Tim or Mr. Green. Apparently, I missed the first 20 minutes because I was busy doing something else. But what I did catch up on, I mean, that does speak volumes. I mean, and unfortunately, I have to confess, yeah, I have these issues too. I mean, I don't go around saying things like that to people, but having that spirit about it, it's like, you know, that's something I've been fighting with for years. So I try my best not to let, when I see somebody else, like if they're in a relationship or, you know, it's one of those things, oh, I wish I had a husband like that, or if I, you know, those type of thing. And then what you were talking about earlier with the, like the person who was married, they got divorced, and then the person they first got married to, and then they got married again, it's like, yeah, I've had feelings like that at first, but you know, I'm not like that anymore with my ex. So I'm very fortunate for that because we do have a very cordial relationship. But as I said, there's too much drama, so I don't need that kind of mess in my life. But I just appreciate y'all speaking about that because there's some people like, you know, that might be our thorn in our side, not because we're trying to be jealous, but it's just that things that we have to work on or our demons or our that spirit, and it's hard to fight sometimes.
Well, I appreciate the transparency, and you know, to be honest with you, a lot of times people don't identify what their issue is. They have the symptoms, but it's not diagnosed. But when it is
right,
properly diagnosed, then a lot of times it is jealousy. In other words, there are people that may be jealous and don't even know it. And then
right,
when they realize, go ahead.
Oh, no, I apologize. No, I was just saying, for me, it's not necessarily, some people it's about things, material things. And then other people like myself, it's maybe about because what you were speaking about is like there was a loss. Like I never had a proper relationship with my father. It was a bad relationship. So there was a loss there. So I guess whenever I do get attached to people in certain ways, you know, I'd feel jealous. Like maybe if they spent time with somebody else and I'd always feel like I would lose them. That's stupid because I'm like, well, no, then that makes me, that they'll make them not want to be around me if I start acting like that. I don't want to be clingy like that. So just things I've had to work on over the years. And it's probably a good thing that I'm not married because, I mean, there's some things that are, I just haven't resolved. So, but however, I'm glad God's working on me and just, you know, the signs that I see, I'm like, okay, I don't want to enter another relationship at being like that. So I still praise God just that I'm getting loose this message tonight. So thank y'all.
Oh, we're definitely on. Yeah.
Brother, I think she's a candidate for God is going to do a great work with her, because she can admit her shortcomings. And most people, as you just stated, they can't not admit that, so therefore they can't be healed. Until the doctor brings you in and check you up and find out the symptoms and everything that's going on with you, then the doctor cannot prescribe the right medication, the right therapy, the right treatment for you. But now you have came forward and discovered that you have this issue. And we're going to believe God, that God is going to deliver you from that. And the reason why we have to be delivered from jealousy, because if we cannot celebrate others in their victory, then God will not allow. See, there's a principle involved, and most people wonder why they don't have what they don't have. Is there's a principle. If I can't celebrate when Brother June get a Bentley, and I'm just using that for example, or when Brother June gets a wife, then I will never get a wife, because it's a reciprocal thing. So I have to be able, if we want to be blessed in different areas of our life, then I have to celebrate with you. And then later on, you'll be able to celebrate with me. But most people, the reason why they're lonely is because of that just like you said, something in their past is causing them to act like they're acting, and then they don't get delivered of that. And when they don't get delivered of that, they cannot move forward, because we have to be able to celebrate one another and whatever we're doing. Go ahead, Brother Joe.
You said it all. I'll say this. Number one, I thank God for the young lady even confessing. And I found out something. I think this was Friday. I got on Facebook, and there was a video showing of a dog that was the dog been with the owner for many years. It was just the husband, the wife, and the dog for many years. And all of a sudden, after many years, it's just being them three and just one dog. All of a sudden, they decided to get another dog, but they did not consult the original dog. And so when they brought the new dog, first of all, the original dog was laid back, like just taking it easy. But the new dog was hyper. And so there's a clip, and it shows that the new dog, it just jumping up and down and everything and just rubbing on top of the old dog. And the video showing the old dog just motionless, looking right at the camera with his head tilted, you know. Like, what in the world did you get? Where did you get this person from? What did you do? I'm supposed to be the only one here, you know. And I saw that, and you can see a little jealousy, you know, a lot of time when the person is just so used to being the only one. Same thing pertaining to someone being the only child. And then all of a sudden they find that they're going to be an older brother or a sister, you know. So jealousy, it happens. The opportunity to be jealous, I'll say it that way, the opportunity to be jealous can happen in any form. But like the young lady, the best thing is be able to acknowledge and confess. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to lead to something. But if it's untreated, it could lead to something. It could lead to something destructive, not just towards the other person, but even towards you, you know. So I just wanted to share that. But I thank God. I thank God for that. If you don't mind, Minister Tim, like, I'm going to try the other person one more time. And if not, then we'll allow you to have the last words, and also even be able to lead the prayer, if you don't mind. I'm going to try this one caller. I'm going to see if I can get this person again. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart Podcast. You're on the air with Brother Prater and Minister Tim. Hello, caller, you there? Okay, no, not there. Okay, so in closing, Minister Tim, for someone that you know that may have these issues of jealousy or enviness, what would you like to share with them about the urgency of being treated?
Well, jealousy, again, the Bible is full of principles. And as Christians, when we understand when we break a principle, then we can't reciprocate on what God has promised us. Now, jealousy leads to unforgiveness. And then unforgiveness, the Bible tells us, if we don't forgive, then we can't be what? Forgiven. And so, and it's the same thing. If I don't celebrate you when you get blessed, then I cannot get blessed. And I'm a, you know me, I'm a man that I don't talk much about haters and stuff and all that kind of stuff, because I don't try to give them no free airspace, if you will, in my head. So I don't mean discuss them or whatever. But just to give you a little bit about me, God has blessed me a lot, and wherever I go, I have a lot of people that hates on me and talks about me, and then I just tell them, I say, you have the same opportunities as I have, but all you got to do is to put the work in to get that to that level. But many times we don't want to do that. So in the audience tonight, if we want to be successful in this year, and this is already – we're almost up to July right now. If you want to be successful in this year, we have to get rid of every spirit, especially this spirit, because this spirit leads to other spirits. They're connected to other spirits. Jealousy is connected to lack of trust. Jealousy is connected to life of low self-esteem. Jealousy is connected to unforgiveness. Jealousy is connected to so many different things. If we do not deal with this one, we'll forever be in a rut. Joseph's brothers did not succeed because they were jealous of their youngest brother that was going to take them to the palace. Can you see? You follow me where I'm going? And so if we cannot celebrate because we don't know where anybody is going. I don't know where Minister June is going in his life, and I may need him later on down the road. But if I mistreat Brother the Minister June, then down the road, then what did the brothers say when they got to the palace and they needed some, because it was a famine in the land, they needed something. When they recognized it was their brother, first thing came to their mind, oh, he going to kill us because we threw him in that pit and we did all of this. But we have to remember, we never know where anybody's going to wind up. That one person that you're treating so bad and you're so, one day they may be your boss. One day they may be the head CEO of a major corporation. One day you may need to go to them for a job. So this is why we cannot afford to be jealous. Or even that in the spiritual realm, one day you may need them to pray for you. One day you may need them to lay aside and really fast and pray for you. They may be the key person to your deliverance or to your breakthrough in life. So we need to tonight, we need to just start working on this is a work effort here to get rid of jealousy. It's something that we have to work on daily. The Bible said we have to pick up our cross, follow him daily, so we have to crucify. Paul said, I crucify my flesh daily. So when we see it, we have to stop that seed and say, I refuse to activate that seed. I refuse to allow this to take control of me. I refuse to let this come inside of me. Because what? The Bible said, be you transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. And when we feel these feelings, we need to get out our word, begin to get in our word that deals with that subject that we are going through at that time. And just keep telling them what the word of God says. And then we have to be confident in who we are. Confident in who we are. See, God didn't make everybody a doctor for a reason. God didn't make everybody a lawyer for a reason. God didn't make everybody a singer for a reason. God didn't make us all the same for a reason. So we know there's a true worth in you. There's a value in you. And you have to get down and let God pull out what's inside of you in order that you don't have to be jealous of nobody else. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you. There's a gift inside of you. There's something inside of you that someone else needs. It may be your neighbor, the friend down the street, but there's something inside of you that someone else needs. But you have to get in a place in God to where you can, if you will, just like they do on Hollywood when they unveil these things and people see all these things, you got to get in a place of God so you can unveil that thing before people and where people can accept your gift. Why? Because your gift is not tainted now. It's not tainted with the seed of jealousy. It's not tainted with the seed of envious. It's not tainted with the seed of nothing. And for those, this is something I must share with some of y'all, for those that are single, we have to face the fact that all of us may not get a husband or wife. There's only so many people on the earth. And so what am I trying to say? We need to learn how to be, Paul said, in whatsoever state I'm in, I've learned how to be content. And that means I've learned how to love myself. I learned how to love myself. I don't need anybody else to validate me, so I'm not jealous of anybody. I don't need anybody else to tell me I look good because I tell myself I look good. I don't need nobody else to tell me how well you sing because I can tell myself that. And see, when we realize that we don't need other people to validate us, then we're working on getting rid of the spirit of jealousy. We're working on getting rid of that spirit that has come upon our life. And every night and day, as we're on this airway right now, that we need to work on this spirit because it's so prevalent. This is, if you will, this is the most selfish generation that I've seen in all of my life. And I'm pretty old. I don't say how old I am. But we are the most selfish generation, and a lot of our selfishness, they call it the narcissism, it leads us to these spirits of jealousy because we can't have what somebody else got, and I want that. And so we'll charge up cars to be like somebody. We'll try to impress people. Minister Jim, we'll try to impress people that don't even care for us. We'll try to do all these things for people and not realizing that we need to learn how to be content with who we are. And when we know who we are, not only as an individual, but when we know who we are in Christ, we will come to a level of maturity where these spirits will not affect us. I ain't going to say they're not going to try to come back and try to get back in there, but they will not affect us the way they're affecting us now. And so we thank God for this program tonight. We thank God for this topic tonight. We thank God for all the listeners that are out there listening to us tonight, because we know you could have been doing something else, but you chose to switch the channel over to Talk Radio with Brother Prater tonight. And we just thank you, and we love you, and we love you with the love of God. And we pray that everyone that has this spirit tonight, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are willing to deal with it tonight, we stand with you as the body of Christ. We stand with you against this spirit that's trying to take over your mind, your spirit, and we free you tonight. We loose you. We free you in the name of Jesus of this spirit right now, and you will no longer be in bondage to this spirit anymore in the name of Jesus. Just every morning you get up, say, I'm free from it in the name of Jesus. I'm free from it right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever spirit that is lurking in your mind right now, just say, I'm free from it right now, and just tell yourself it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. But you got to ask God, and not only do you have to ask God, but you have to follow the principles of what God has laid out for you throughout Scripture in order that you can receive everything that God has for you. And I don't know about you, my brother, my sister, but I want everything that God has for me right now. I want it. I need it. I got to have it because God knows what's best for me right now. And so I'm in the land of the dying, trying to get to the land of the living. And see, so every day, what am I dying? I'm dying of my own self, Brother June. I'm dying of my own self. And when we learn to die of our own self, then we can live in the land of the living. And I thank you for this opportunity, Minister June, and I'm turning it back over to you.
Minister Tim, I thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your prayers. And if you don't mind, I'm also be praying that God cover you, God cover your ministry, that God help you in every area of your life. God line up everything that may not be like him. Line up everything in your life pertaining to his will, his purpose, and plan for you. And God cover you and your family. And God help you be able to do everything that your heart desire and his plan for you be fulfilled in your life and in your family's life. And I thank God for you. And I'm honored for you to be on this show. And I want to encourage each and every one. First of all, I want to thank each and every one who tuned in and who listened and who supported this program. If you have any suggestions on future topics, feel free to contact me on Brother Prater. You can contact me on Facebook. You can read my daily devotion to upcoming events on Facebook. Also, you can read on my video page. You can also go on my YouTube channel. You can go on my website at www.brotherprater.org. www.brotherprater.org. You will see my daily devotion and upcoming events and personal appearances. Also, you can go to the store section of my website where you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to inform men the needs and responsibilities towards their family, their children, their spouse, even their children's mother, regardless if they're with them or not. Also, to inform women the needs of men, and also to give single women the qualities of a potential future husband and or father to present or future children. Once again, I want to thank Minister Timothy Green for being on the air. I appreciate you, Minister Tim, and I definitely will be calling you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. That's our prayers and our hearts. And for everybody out there, just know that if we ever was going to do anything for God, the time is now. And so we must stop all the foolishness and get busy about our Father's business. The time is now. Back at you, Brother Prater.
All right. I thank you. I thank you. And once again, I want to thank each and every one who tuned in to Reconnect My Heart podcast. God bless you and good night.